Welcome to God's Playbook with your host, Father Rico Passero.
Lock at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown!
Let's play ball.
Friends, welcome back to God's Playbook. We're midway through the third week of Easter, and today in the Gospel, we hear of a promise of Jesus. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Think of the impact of that statement, and I will raise them up on the last day. We know that Christ is alive. We know that Jesus always speaks the truth. He never holds back, and he's certainly not a liar. When we think in the Easter season of the glory of the resurrection, it's also a reminder to us, as St. Paul teaches, that we are to mourn the loss of loved ones with hope because of this promise that Jesus has given. And I will raise them up on the last day. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood, I will raise up on the last day. So all of our loved ones who have died, who remain faithful to God, who love God, who did their best to serve him in holy ways, no matter what their vocation in life was, for all those who've desired God's mercy, even at the 11th hour, the mercy and love of God reigns. And the beautiful words of comfort, and I will raise them up on the last day. How many times at funerals do we sing that infamous song? And I will raise you up on eagle's wings. That's another scripture that it's referring to, but the idea of being raised up. Why would God promise such a thing? Well, friends, he wants to spend eternity with you. You mean the world to him. I mean the world to him. And as individuals and as a collective, we can trust in the promise of what Jesus is saying. Being raised up is something that brings us hope. It lifts us in our grief and gives us a promise of something to look forward to. No matter how beautiful or challenging our lives may be, this passage can be a life motto to keep our eye on the prize. The NHL is about to embark on its playoffs season, just in a few days, beginning this Saturday. And teams are gearing up for what they've been striving for their whole lives, to win the Stanley Cup. The NBA playoffs have just begun, and they're striving for an NBA championship. Basketball athletes are striving for greatness. In playoff time, we get serious about practices. We go that extra mile to block that shot, to lay a hit, to play better defense, to be more disciplined. Why? Because we want to win the championship. When Jesus is giving us these powerful words, words of encouragement, words of hope, this isn't just meant to give to people as they're about to die, to slip them this piece of paper or this passage to bring them hope that as they stare death in the face, that they may find some solace in the unknown of what it lies ahead for them. Do they need to hear this passage? Sure. But I need to hear this passage. And I dare say you need to hear this passage, friends, of that constant reminder of the plan that God has for us, if we be just open to his grace, to live his commandments of love, and to serve God and others from our hearts, that pure, beautiful agenda. The raising up on the last day is something I often quote in funeral homilies. When we think of our loved ones, often their sickness can change their look, their attitude, perhaps even their positive nature. Certain diseases affect how weak we become, or how it has disfigured our face, or the loss of significant weight over a short period of time, the discoloration of our skin, the loss of hair, or perhaps even bodily limbs, may affect us on a human level. But this promise that I will raise them up on the last day, that God takes our souls and purifies them by his love, that he's lifting them up to a place where eye has not seen nor has ear heard what God is ready for those who love him. That there's no disease and sickness, no pain nor torment, nothing negative to the place where Jesus is raising us up. And so the glory of the resurrection is every single moment of every single day in heaven. And of course, when we say day, we don't think of day like we do here on earth. For the Lord's day has no end. Eternity, eternal life, pure joy. This is what Jesus is promising. And so as we long to see Jesus face to face ourselves, as we long to be reunited with our family and friends and those whom we love, in John's gospel, Jesus gives us these beautiful words to bring us hope. Hope in eternal life. Hope in his promise. And hope in his eternal rewards. And so on this glorious Easter day, let's ask St. Kateri, the patron of so many wonderful groups, young people, indigenous people, those who are in most in need of God's help today. Let's ask St. Kateri to help us to keep our eyes on the prize, not a Stanley Cup or an NBA championship, something much greater. Because every year there's a new champion. But in God's house, we're forever champions. Let us strive for that lifting up. Let us make choices that are holy and pleasing to God today. So whether he calls us home today or 100 years from now, one day we too will be raised up by the glory of a God who loves you abundantly. So, as Easter people, we say Alleluia, we lift our head high, we take the good, the bad, and the ugly, and trust that the Lord is with us. Let us rely on the power of the Eucharist to sustain, God's word to feed, and God's grace to hold us in the palm of his hand. For God's Playbook, friends, I'm Father Rico. God loves you, and so do I.
If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us using any of our affiliate links in the description below via Buzzsprout, Ko-Fi, or GoFundMe. Thanks, and God bless.